for many reasons. First, the mother can create a very difficult barrier to penetrate. Second, children often do not have the competence or the ability to state their needs and understand what's really going on in a way that makes other people receptive and respectful of their young voices. And in so many cases, it just gets worse and worse over time. There are so many men and women that are suffering in silence. Even in the last years of life, their mothers are still tormenting them with guilt. Even when they're on their deathbed, these mothers are still emotionally treating their adult children like doormats and just act horribly. Therefore, it is important to state that there are lots of invisible wounds, because when you grow up in a narcissistic family, there are toxic dynamics that are not all that apparent. These are the most painful situations and leave the most complex post-traumatic stress disorder, or CPTSD, residue. It's so difficult to live with these invisible wounds because you can't quite pinpoint what happened. It could be a series of small but repetitive traumatic events in your life that have made you feel continually worthless, have silenced you, or made you feel like there's something wrong with you and that you are somehow damaged. This is the message you get from growing up in these dysfunctional families. You can't even think for yourself because you are over-reliant on the opinion of others. You suffer in silence and sometimes don't even admit this to yourself. The healing journey will be long and difficult, impossible without the help of a psychotherapist. This book is the first step forward, a step that I hope will make a difference in your life, because you deserve to finally find happiness. Part 1. Recognizing the Problem. Chapters 1.1 to 1.4 are taken from the book Narcissist Partner Abuse, Change Yourself to Stop Being a Victim, adapting them to the subject of this book. 1.1. What is pathological narcissism? Let's start with this. Narcissism is a mental illness, and only a qualified mental health professional can diagnose a person with narcissism. The rest of us only use this label based on our limited knowledge of the subject, which is often informed by what we have heard from others, seen on the internet, or have personally experienced, all of which may not always be an accurate picture. Therefore, it is important, first of all, to start this book by explaining what narcissism is and isn't. You cannot diagnose a personality disorder by just reading the search engine results page. This requires a professional who has had extensive training on this subject. In a manner of speaking, it is a disease, a psychological affliction. Narcissism has different labels, and professionals use various tests to determine where on the narcissism spectrum a person falls. Even with all of this, it is still not easy to officially diagnose a person with a narcissistic personality disorder. The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual for Mental Disorder, published by the American Psychiatric Association, provides professional information on how to identify a person with pathological narcissism. This book, also known as the Bible of Psychiatry, explains that for someone to be diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder, or NPD, that person has to meet at least 5 out of 9 criteria set out in the book. NPD is defined in the guidebook as a pervasive pattern of grandiosity, infantasy, or in behavior, a constant need for admiration, and a lack of empathy beginning in early adulthood and is seen in a variety of contexts as indicated by the presence of at least 5 of the following signs. Has a grandiose sense of self-importance. For example, exaggerates achievements and talents, expects to be recognized as superior. Is preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited success, power, brilliance, beauty, or idyllic love. Believes that he or she is special and should only associate with other special or high-status people or institutions.